Federal law requires that special education students learn alongside their typically developing peers whenever possible. These days, more and more students with autism and other disabilities are learning in mainstream classrooms as educational practice catches up with that law. But in Washington state, aspiring teachers don't need to have experience working with students with disabilities to get certified. And as KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, that can leave general education teachers at a loss when working with students with special needs.
Chloe Burton is 7 years old. She has twinkly blue eyes, an infectious grin, and questions for the reporter who's on her porch this spring morning.
Why does your microphone look so weird?
Why is it all puppy like this?
Yeah.
Well, this is a little hat for it. This is the microphone.
Chloe has autism. Mom Amy Schley says last year, Chloe thrived in kindergarten. She spent most of her day in a regular classroom with typically developing peers. Her parents were optimistic about first grade, too. But as the academics increased during the first month of school, Schley says Chloe's teachers reported problems. Instead of working, Chloe was often wandering around the classroom or drawing.
We had numerous email exchanges between the staff at the school and myself, just brainstorming what would be the cause of it. Maybe she had writing difficulties or we weren't sure.
Chloe says when she didn't get her work done during class time, she was punished.
It's mean. Make me do all the work and let everybody else go out to recess.
Schley says along with being kept in from recess day after day, Chloe was also frequently sent to the principal's office for not finishing her work.
We could see her anxiety increasing as she was aware of how she was treated differently.
Schley says the problems escalated. When Chloe got frustrated, she started lashing out, hitting and spitting at other students and teachers. Schley says neither Chloe's regular classroom teacher nor her special education teacher were trained in working with students with autism. Schley says they seemed to interpret Chloe's behavior as willful disobedience.
With autism, behavior is a form of communication, and if you understand what happens before and what happens after, then you can decode it, figure out what they're trying to communicate, and come up with a positive behavior intervention where you can teach them more appropriate skills to communicate that message.
About 2 months into the school year, Schley says, district officials told her they wanted to move Chloe to a classroom for students with emotional and behavioral disorders. Chloe's parents are now fighting the move on the grounds that the district didn't try enough intermediate strategies that would keep Chloe in a regular classroom for at least part of the day. The Shoreline School District can't legally comment on individual students' cases. But district spokesman Craig Degenger says Shoreline teachers are all trained to work with students with disabilities.
Our teachers are virtually all considered highly qualified under existing state law. They receive training serving special needs students in their teacher preparation programs and in their professional development, what we call response to intervention.
But an independent evaluator from the University of Washington found that the district hadn't done enough to address Chloe's behavior before reassigning her, and that her teachers lacked training in working with students with autism. That's not unusual. In Washington state, aspiring teachers don't need to have experience working with students with disabilities before they're certified. Neither the state nor most teacher training programs require hands-on training with students with special needs. That kind of training is the focus of the University of Washington's Experimental Education Unit at the Herring Center. Here, some of the state's aspiring special education teachers give social skills lessons to students with and without disabilities, even during math lessons about vegetables.
Alfie, are you using both of these right now, or do you think you could share one with Amelia? You can tell her, here are the carrots.
Here are the carrots. Thank you.
Wow, that was so friendly.
Herring Center Director Eileen Schwartz says children with autism don't naturally pick up the kinds of social skills they need to get along with peers and adults.
Those kinds of things need to be taught explicitly to children with autism. We, number one, don't train people to do that. And number two, they often don't have the time or the resources they need to do that.
Schwartz says investing in social skills training isn't just valuable for kids with autism. She says helping kids learn to communicate their feelings and needs constructively helps every child in a classroom. Schwartz says it seems as though schools are focusing less on social and emotional skill development as the emphasis shifts to student performance on standardized tests.
I think teachers in general do a very good job in teaching the content areas and addressing delays in the content areas. But the parts that are really hard are around these other issues that sometimes fall between the cracks.
Schwartz says she'd like to see schools make building children's social and emotional skills a priority again to help students of every ability learn side by side. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.